taken from the book of Genesis, the Gospel of John, and the Gospel of Luke. And our message this morning is entitled, The Power and the Nature of Light. The Power and the Nature of Light. Before we get started, I want you to know that there are different kinds of light. There is the light that is the sun. There is the light that we see that is generated by electricity. There's the light of the stars. But then there is another light. There's laser light, which is different from the scattered light that sheds in every direction. It's focused. It's focused on a specific area. But I want to talk about the true light this morning. And I want to begin in the book of Genesis from the very beginning of creation. And we read in Genesis chapter 1. How many read this in Genesis? About the creation. Have you read about the creation? All right. The children are raising their hands. They know about the creation. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. We see that the first thing that happened in the creation of all the universe and universes that there are is that God spoke a word. He said, let there be light. Hallelujah. Light is then the first of all creation. Besides God, there was nothing. That's right. And he said, let there be light. And light came into being. So we see that there are seven things that we want to note about light. Is that first of all, it is the first of creation. So light was here before anything else was here. Prior to light, there was only darkness, but God said, let there be light. And light came forth, and we have to figure out, where did light come from? Light came forth out of the mouth of God, because he spoke it and said, let there be light. And we have to understand this about the nature of light, and that light is obedient to the word of God. Anything that is not obedient to the word of God cannot be called light. And why do I say that? It's because the scripture said, when God said, let there be light, the scripture says, and there was light. Light responded to the word of God. So if there's anything that does not respond to the word of God, it cannot be called light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was spoken now. This is something that light does. In the nature of light, it said it was spoken into the darkness. Hallelujah. So light is the first of creation. It comes out of the mouth of God. It certainly then was the will of God and is the will of God. It certainly is and always will be obedient to God. And then it always will be spoken into darkness. Because where light is, light cannot be seen in its own presence. How many understand what I'm saying? When the sun is shining, you can't see the stars because the light is present. Light can only be seen where there's darkness. Where there's darkness, light becomes significant. It becomes powerful. Light gets its power in darkness. Therefore, we need to know that when light comes, we know that we're in a dark time. Hallelujah. Light is spoken then into darkness. We don't need to speak light into light. God spoke light into darkness because in the darkness is where light is needed. How many understand what I'm talking about? The darkness needs light to be spoken into it. Hallelujah. It was spoken into darkness. It was spoken into a formless universe that was void. In other words, there was no shape to anything. There was just stuff in chaos. Light then is spoken into chaos, and when light is spoken into chaos, it gives form and identity and order to things. So anything that is haphazard and willy-nilly and out of control is not light. Light has not touched the wild. Light has not touched the unruly. Because when light that is spoken out of the mouth of God touches that which is unruly, it gives form and life and shape and order to those things which are out of order. The next thing we want to see concerning light is that light was declared to be good. It says, God saw the light, and God said, light is good. I like that. When he saw it, he said, it's good. Anything that is not good, or anything that is evil, therefore, cannot be considered to be light. Lastly, we want to say concerning the nature of light is that light was separated from the darkness so that light and darkness could never commingle together. They can never become one. If the both are in the same place, each has to maintain its own separate identity. Therefore, light cannot fellowship with darkness. God made it so that light couldn't mingle. It just couldn't intertwine with darkness, because then it would become nothing. And light can't become nothing because it was spoken out of the mouth of Almighty God. The Gospel of John begins in quite a different way, but in a way that ties all things together. When he begins speaking of creation, he says this: in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, he said, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, the Word, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, it says, was life. And it says that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There can be no comprehension. There can be no mutual understanding between darkness and light. There can be no compromise between darkness and light. And light. Therefore, the Bible urges all of us to walk in what? In the light. It said if we walk in the light as he, Christ, is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Hallelujah. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended in night. It not. And he says that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So now we see that the light that was from the beginning, hallelujah, was a true light, and this same true light that was from the beginning, that was the first in creation, that came out of the mouth of God, that's obedient to God, that was spoken into the darkness, that was spoken into a formless universe, that was spoken into the void, that was declared to be good, and that was separated from darkness, this same light is a light that lights every man that comes into the world. If you're wondering how you got here, it was the light that brought you here. Even though it brought you into a dark world with many troubles, many problems, much trouble, anguish, into a world of wars, devastation, pain, and suffering, you came here through the light. The same light that brings every man into the world, that is the light of Jesus Christ. It says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now, Jesus told a parable. Because we're trying to say, now what does this got to do with what we're talking? We're talking about the Word. We're talking about the light. But look here. Let's see what Jesus says, which ties all of these things together. Jesus told a parable of a sower. A sower who went out to sow seed. And in this parable, and it's found in Luke chapter 8, you go down to verse 11, it says that the seed that this sower sowed was the Word of God. the word of God is that which proceeds out of God. It is the thing that is spoken by God. And the first thing spoken by God was, let there be light. And that's why there is an inseparability between the word of God and the true light. Because the true light is the word of God. And so we see that if we're trying to come up with a definition for light, since John says that the word became life, L-I-F-E, life, and that life was the light of men, we understand then that light is a tree of life that is sown or planted by the seed of the word of God. Say it again. Light is a tree of life sown by the seed of the word of God. Last week we began to talk about seeds and how that in the seed is the energy and the form of what the seed will become. Hallelujah. Therefore, in the word, or the seed which God planted in the beginning, it said in the beginning was the word, God said, the said, when he said it, it became a seed. And in that seed, he said, let there be light. But what was in the seed that he spoke was the true form of all light that was ever to be. All of the power of creation and the universe was in that word, in that seed that he spoke. And that seed was light. And in that light, that seed became the creation itself. It does stuff all on its own, but it was all in the mind and the will of God when it was planted, when God said, let there be light. And that's why it takes light for anything to have existence. It takes light for anything to have life. And the light that we're talking about is that word of God and the creative power and the form that he put it in. You can't imagine what was in the word when he said, let there be light. There was so much in that word. You and I were in that word. Everything that was ever to come forth forever and ever was in that word. Because that word was a seed. He called it light. Hallelujah. He says of Christ that he's the firstborn of all creation. He was the light that came forth. In him was all creation. It said all things were made by him. That's before he became a man. When he was the express will of God from the very beginning. When he was with God and was God. And was God in the mouth of God when God spit him out, hallelujah, as light to do all of his creation. And it said, the Spirit of the Lord brooded upon the face of the deep. That was when it had no form, the word came, the Spirit of the Lord came and gave form to the face of the deep. Amen. There wasn't no planets, hallelujah. Right now. It said the earth was like a void, like nothing. There was no sun. He didn't get around to the sun till the fourth day. There was no star because first thing that had to happen was light had to come forth. And that light was the format or the form or the order of all things that would ever be. Hallelujah. All things that would ever exist were in the light. Hallelujah. You have no idea what you're saying when you say, this little light of mine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. The Bible says the light shineth where? In the darkness. And the darkness comprehendeth it not. Darkness doesn't have any idea of what light is talking about. Light, darkness has no idea what light is all about anyhow. Because God called the light good. And darkness wants nothing to do with that which is good. And Jesus then took it a little further. And John in the gospel said, ye are the light of the world. Huh? Me? Yeah, you. You are the light of the world. That means that you are kind of the firstborn of creation. You. You proceeded out of the mouth of God. Spiritual you. You must be obedient to God. You must speak in the darkness. You must allow yourself to be spoken into the darkness. You must allow yourself to be planted in a dark place so that you can shine as light. You must allow yourself to give form to the formless. Order to chaos. Hallelujah. God declared you to be good because you are the light of the world. And God has separated you from the darkness, and there can be no intertwining between good and evil, and there can be no intertwining of darkness and light. And yet some of us are trying our very best to act like those who are of the night and not of the day. The Bible says ye are not children of the night, but you are children of the day. We walk in the light, it says. Hallelujah, because we are light. And if you would understand that the light that is in you is the light of Christ himself. It is the light, hallelujah, that has the form of the seed of the Son of God. And if you will just let your light shine, there is nothing that will be impossible for you. Hallelujah. I go back every time and I talk of some things most recently discovered. One of the most fascinating things is that of a hologram. It mystifies. Folks, everybody know what that is? You know what that is? I know you young adults may know, but maybe the little kids may not know. But you see that hologram. It's a fantastic thing. It's beyond perception. But its nature declares the mystery of creation. It explains to me why when I speak, something happens. It explains to me why when I pray, God hears my prayer. It explains to me why if I lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. It is because there is a little bit of Jesus in me. All right, you say, so what? Let me tell you, according to the holograms, when you, and it's made in a very special way, it's filtered light, and I don't go through all of those things, and it hits this, and it hits that, and it comes out, and it becomes three-dimensional. Then you can take a picture of it, and take a pair of scissors, and then cut just a little piece of it, and put it down and send it through the same process, you will not see the little piece, but you will see the whole thing. Do you understand that if you've got a little bit of Jesus in you, you have all of him? Because every part of him is all of him. You can't just have a little bit of Jesus. When he is in you, he's really in you. It is no longer I. That's why Paul said, it's no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. Therefore, when you speak the word and say, I accept Christ in my life, you are saying, I'm going to let the light of God, see that special light that can take that little bit, send it through the process and make it act like the whole. Hallelujah. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. But I want the light of God to shine on the little bit of Jesus that is in me. The little bit of Jesus that's in me is greater, it says. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. That little bit of Jesus, that tiny snippet of Jesus, when it is subjected to the light of Almighty God, becomes the entire Christ in me, the hope of glory. It enables me to do what I cannot do on my own, what I could never do without him. In him was life, and that life was what? The light of men. I need the light that God has given to men to shine on the word of God, Jesus Christ, that is in my life. And when he shines on me, you see, the true light, you see, some kind of light, you just can't trust any kind of light. Jesus said that if the light that was in you is darkness, then how dark is the darkness? So some things that you think are light are really not light. They're really darkness in disguise. Hallelujah. But we say that God has given us the light of his word. And that light shines in dark places. And it transforms and transposes dark places and causes them to become also bearers of light. Ah, habitation of light. Hallelujah. Jesus is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now I want you to understand that in order for these things to take place, we cannot be concerned with what we call incoherent light. What is incoherent light? Incoherent light is the light that we see here and there. Yeah. It's the kind of light that comes out of these bulbs. It's the kind of light that comes from the sun. It's all of those kinds of light. But when we spoke just a minute ago of the hologram, it cannot function with that kind of light. It can only function when there is focused, concentrated light. Focus, concentrated light. Because there is a power associated with light. But you will not be able to burn me from this distance with that spotlight. But with concentrated focus, like we call a laser, you can. Hallelujah. Concentrated light has power, and it's called coherent light. Ordinary light has no power to speak of, and it's incoherent. But what we see is that if we take a magnifying glass and hold it up to the sun, or if you hold it up to one of these lights, and focus the beam on a piece of paper, what would happen? What would happen? It'll catch on fire, won't it? See, the fire that we need, hallelujah, in order to start the fire in our lives, we need a concentrated light that has power, that's focused in one place. And when your mind is scattered here and scattered there, and you're thinking about this thing and that thing and the other thing, you can never have any real power. And the light in you then becomes darkness. But when you're able to focus and concentrate the light that is in you on Jesus, and then you will find that the fire in you will start to burn and the power in you will increase. So we have power because the light in us has become focused and coherent and is willing to separate itself from the darkness. Is willing to shine in a place. Hallelujah. Where no light is. Light is a tree of life. It gives life. That's what I mean. It is the end product of that which was sown by the seed of the word. In it was everything that would ever be throughout all eternity. You think about that. When he said, let there be light. When it came forth, it was in the DNA of everything that would ever be. That's why we only have a progressive revelation of things. We started talking about things like this years ago. People think you're crazy. What is DNA? It's the pattern. And I declare to you right now that as far as I can tell, you and I know nothing. Right now, we know nothing. I don't care how many doctorate degrees we have, we know nothing. There's too much. Why? Because there's too much to be known. And if we put it on a scale, it's just, I don't even know if we can see it. Or if it can be measured as to how much knowledge there is to be had. Only Jesus said that in the last days, knowledge shall greatly increase. And I thank God that some of the knowledge that has come forth has given me the capacity to understand and know the power of the word of God. And I have begun to just scratch the surface and beginning to understand and to move with confidence to know the power that God has placed in each and every human being. He says to you, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill, right, that cannot be hid. You can't hide because you are the light of the world. You've got to shine in a dark place. You've got to concentrate everything in you on the word of God and Christ himself. And if you will concentrate your life, your thoughts, your feelings, your obedience, the things you say, the things you feel, the things you do, the places you go, if you focus all of those things, the light of your life will become powerful. You will be able to do things that you never imagined that you could do. You will be revealed things that you thought no man could know, because all of your desire is focused on heaven above and the mysteries of the kingdom of God. When you begin to focus your attention
on the mysteries of the kingdom of God, you will begin to see things that other men do not see. You'll begin to know things that other men do not know. You'll begin to have a fellowship with God that is so rewarding. It'll cause your heart to dance, your hands to clap, and your voice to be unloosed upon the universe. Hallelujah, because Jesus will have become real in your life, and that little bit of Christ will become the whole Messiah in your, hallelujah, in your body. Hallelujah. Let him live through you. Hallelujah. Let him walk through you. Let him talk through you. We often talk about walking with God. We need to walk in God and let him walk in us. Let him walk through us. Let him talk through us. Hallelujah. I said this before. I say it again. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, give me your voice. You know what I heard in the spirit? Are you sure you want my voice? Because folk don't pay any attention to me. Hallelujah. Walk in the light. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The church is divided because some are walking in the light and some are walking in darkness. Those that walk in the light do those things and are obedient to the light. Those that walk in darkness do those things that are of the dark nature. Walking, working, living, and giving. Some of us give nothing to the Lord. Some of us give no time to the Lord. Some of us give no attention to the Lord because we are focused. We are focused on the things of the world. We are focused on the darkness. And to the degree that you focus on the darkness, you will become dark. But I'm telling you, to the degree that you focus on the light, you will become participants of the light in the light. There can be no fellowship with darkness when you're walking in the light. The Bible says, put down, lay aside the unfruitful works of darkness. They are unfruitful. You won't find that fruit on the tree of life. You might get some fruit, but it ain't gonna be the fruit that's on the tree of life. Hallelujah. So I say to you this morning, walk in the light. The beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. So the altar is open for prayer this morning, if you want to come at this time. Walk in the light.